Be bold. Be brave. Be extraordinary. Be vulnerable. Be real. Be curious. Be true. Be you. Welcome to Trusting Your Gut with world-class energy intuitive Catherine McIntosh, a show designed to awaken you to enjoy the process of evolving, have fun along the way, and learn to listen to those silent in-between moments. You are the expert of your own life, and nobody knows more about the next steps to take in your journey than you. So please, listen to your gut and discover what's waiting for you to explore. Here is your host, Catherine McIntosh.
Welcome, everybody, to today's show. I'm so excited about today's topic, and I probably say that every week, but it's true because every topic is designed to help you grow, to become the best version of yourself. And today is no exception. So today's topic is the importance of your mindset. And mindset is key, and I'm sure you hear it all the time. It's about your mindset. It's about your mindset. It's about your mindset. Well, guess what? It is. And if you're sitting there not sure how to shift your mindset, not sure what you need to do, I'm hoping that today's show will contribute to you, will allow you to have some ahas, and hopefully you can take away from today's show some things that you can implement into your daily practice to make a difference in your life. And so the very first thing that you want to do is you want to listen to the words that are coming out of your mouth. And we're going to share some stories and some topics, but I want to get right into some of the things that you can do instantaneously to begin to shift your mindset. Because a mindset that believes they can will. A mindset that believes they can't, or it's hard, or it's impossible, well, guess what? That mindset is right. And the thing that separates people that are successful versus those that want to be successful but struggle to create it in their lives is that they don't believe in the negativity. And so if you're someone who needs validation in order to be able to create the life of your dreams, you probably will never get there. Why? Because you have to believe it. You have to know without a doubt, no matter what, you can do it. And so for the most part, there are a few areas of my life that I know that if I spent some time on them, I could change them. But I'll give you an example. Right now, in this moment in time, I am a terrible singer. Like, I really wish it, because I have people that come up to me and they say, "Oh my gosh, you have such a great voice," or "You'd be such a great singer." And I'm like, "Me? No. And so I'll give you an example. I was in the sixth grade, and we were at a music festival in the Midwest. I was born and raised in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And there was something every summer that still exists called Summerfest. It's a giant music festival. I think there's 20, 25 different music stages. It's on the lake, on Lake Michigan. And it's quite a spectacular experience. And there's, rides and festival activities and a lot of stuff. Well, one summer in sixth grade, there was the local radio station, one of the radio stations, and they had this little booth. And in this booth, you could sing karaoke. And so the DJ is like, "Come on, you can do it. Come on, get in there." And I was like, "No, really, you don't understand. I can't sing." That was my mindset. I can't sing. So guess what I created? I created validating, proving that mindset true, that I couldn't sing. And so we got done with the song, and I believe, I don't remember the exact name of the song, but it was from the movie Dirty Dancing. And it was the song where, I won't even sing, but there was a point where it goes, just remember, right? You're the one thing I can't get enough of, whatever that lyric is. That was the song. And we got done with it, and it was myself and a girlfriend. And we got done, and the radio DJ got out of his radio booth. He said, yeah, you're right. You probably shouldn't sing. And so, you know, I found it quite comical. And, you know, I held that point of view for a long time. I can't sing. Well, I got to high school and a lot of my friends were doing the choir. And I was like, no, I can't join choir. But something possessed me. I believe it was my sophomore year in high school to join. And they taught me how to sing, and it took practice, and it wasn't pretty at first at all. Was not pretty, wasn't very good at singing, but I did the singing, and eventually over time I was able to improve. Now, I haven't practiced since high school, so I reverted back to my old ways, and I'm not a very good singer. And so I don't try, but I know that if I took lessons, I know that if I spent some time and energy, I know that if I used practice and started to shift my mindset, that I could become a good singer. Maybe not Grammy or Emmy worthy, but I could become a good singer. And so this is for all of you out there that are telling yourselves that you can't do something or that it's impossible, that it's not impossible, but you have to begin to shift a few things. So the first thing is to shift the mindset. And hold on, I can hear some background noise. But I can shift my mindset, right? And so how do I shift my mindset? I go to this idea. Chris, if you can hear me, there's some background noise happening. But what I can do is shift my mindset from not I can't, but to what would it take? What do I need to do? How can I create it? Great, thank you. And so there's these moments in our lives where we all have these areas of our lives in which we're not the best at. We're not the most optimal. For some of you, it might be finances. So your financial reality might be, I'm broke. I can't afford it. I can't do it. It won't be possible. So I'm going to tell you a little story. Years ago, I was a grad student and I was bartending and putting myself through school, as well as working a couple other jobs on the side. I was teaching dance movement therapy classes or movement classes. I was working the front desk at this movement studio. I was bartending. I was kind of just busy in all facets of my life. I was helping one of my teachers put together workshops. So I was sort of his liaison to bring people to the workshops. And I loved all of it, but I was financially struggling. And for me, prior to grad school, I was making multiple six figures as a real estate agent in my 20s. And so I was used to buying plane tickets for my friends to go to Jamaica or to take a holiday in Europe. I was always the one going out to dinner and my friends were pinching pennies and I was putting down my credit card for the bill. And so when I got to grad school, I had lost a good chunk of my wealth from my first marriage. The judge, even though I was the breadwinner, the judge gave my ex the majority of my financial earnings. And so we're out to dinner and I'm in grad school. And my point of view at this point was like, I can't afford it. because I was no longer making the money that I was used to making to go out to fancy dinners, to buy plane tickets, to go on a whim on a weekend getaway. And at one point, I caught myself halfway through the semester saying to people, I can't. I'd be invited out to dinner or, you know, to some fun concert. And I remember saying, I can't. And I caught myself mid-semester going, wait a second. That verbal communication to others and to myself is responsible for creating my reality. And my reality at the moment was I can't. So I started to shift what I was saying out loud. And so what I would say instead, if I got an invitation, like, hey, do you want to go out to dinner? Hey, do you want to go to this concert? It's $200. I would say, I would love to, but it's not going to work for me right now. Totally different verbal communication. And within 3 months, I was starting to say yes to all of those invitations. Right? And so most of us, especially when it comes to our financial reality, and we believe we can't afford something, the truth is we can afford it. And the truth is also that we don't value it enough to spend money on it. So I'll give an example. Several years ago, almost a decade ago, I was putting on a workshop. It was $1,600 for like almost a week. And it was a life-changing workshop. I believed in it. I believed in every ounce of it. My life had changed because I had taken one of those week-long experiences, and I wanted other people to get free. So I started teaching, and I invited someone that I knew who kind of was like, hey, next time you do a workshop, let me know. I'd love to take it. So I sent the invitation out to this person, and what they came back with my invitation was, I would love to, but I can't afford it. So there's a difference between I would love to, but I can't afford it versus I would love to, but it's not going to work for me this time. Totally different. I'm not saying I can't afford it. Okay. So I send the invitation. The person comes back and says, I can't afford it. The next day, it was either next day or the following day, I see on social media, because we were connected on social media, the person posted that they had just spent $1,000 at Costco. And for those of you in Europe who may not know what Costco is, it is a giant store where you can buy anything and everything in bulk, right? So they sell TVs and cameras and camcorders and clothes and like household vacuums and hair dryers, and they have grocery store in them. They sell liquor. I mean, anything that you want to buy, chances are it's at Costco. And so this person had posted that they had just spent $1,000 buying crap. They literally said, I just got back from Costco, spent $1,000. I have no idea what I bought. And I was like, well, isn't that fascinating? Isn't that fascinating? So they did have the money. They could afford the workshop, but they didn't value it. And so for most of us, we don't always value what we don't understand. And so some of you, and I might say this, and I hope it doesn't sound harsh, but it might come across as harsh. Some of you don't value being wealthy. You value being broke. Some of you don't value positive relationships. You value toxic ones. Some of you don't value your boundaries, so you value being a people pleaser. It's not wrong It's just information. And the way that you can begin to shift your mindset is you can start to pay attention to the words that are coming out of your mouth. And I guarantee that the words that you are speaking are the words that are creating your life. So basically, whatever you are saying out loud matches the quality of life you live. And so the first thing in shifting your mindset is to pay attention to your words. What are you speaking? And then start to come up with words that you can replace the ones that aren't working for you, that aren't matching the reality you'd like to have, the sort of quality of living you'd like to be experiencing. Start changing those words. And it may take some work. It may take some time. You may have to really look at what works, what doesn't for you. Okay. So that's number one. You want to really pay attention to your words, your vocabulary. And for most of you, you want to pay attention to the things you're telling yourself in silence. So are you telling yourself you're valuable? Are you telling yourself you're worthy? Are you telling yourself you can do anything and anything is possible? Or are you telling yourself, well, I'm unlucky, right? I know some of my really close friends who I admire, who are creating amazing things in the world. They're like, I create my own luck. I'm lucky. I can get anything I want. I just have to put my mindset to it. You know, Elon Musk is a great example. Elon doesn't believe he can't. He might think that it's close to impossible, but Elon is crazy enough to go after what he wants and at least try. Some of you, so this is number two in the shifting your mindset, is you have to begin to try to believe that you can, right? And that also goes on number one. Some of you are telling yourselves in your heads that you can't. And so you have to begin to eliminate that. And I talk about this, I believe, in a previous show where one of the things that I talk about in regards to judgment and not judging yourself is to literally put your hand up, take action, and go stop it. So when you hear something that you're telling yourself in your head, like I'm unlovable, I'm unlucky in love, there's no good men out there, right? I'll never be able to get a job that I truly desire. Nobody's hiring. Those are all words spoken that validate the reality you've created. And so you have to begin to change the way that you look at the world. So how do you do that? You can begin to ask questions. And questions are amazing door openers. Questions provide energetic information. And so a couple questions that you can ask yourself is, well, what would it take? So for those of you that struggle with your finances, you can ask, what would it take to have more money? What would it take to be financially free? What would it take to have more time freedom? What would it take to find a healthy contributory relationship? And so step three in this shifting your mindset is to then create a list of what you would like to create. And you're going to take tally. Is what you think about yourself matching what you say you want to create? So if you want to create a $1 million business, but you might have some secret thoughts that you've been telling yourself for a very long time, you're not enough, you're not worthy, those thoughts do not match you wanting to create $1 million. So you have to replace what thoughts would get you closer to $1 million. So I can create anything. I love having money. I'm amazing at what I do. People pay me everywhere I go, right? And most of us have at least one area of our lives, whether it's wealth, relationships, business, health, body, money, right? Most of us have at least one, our personal self-esteem. Most of us have at least one area of our lives that needs a mindset makeover. And so this mindset makeover, the fourth piece that you can start to implement is to take a look at your environment. And who are the people that you are spending the most time with? Are you hanging out with people that are I can't people? Are you hanging out with, we'll call them negative Nancys, right? Are you hanging out with people that only want to be practical about what's possible? Nothing genius was created by a practical mindset. And it is awesome to be practical if it works for you. But if you want to create a much bigger life, a life in which you feel financially free, a life in which you have time freedom, a life in which you love the people you're surrounded with and you feel inspired all the time, then it's time for a mindset makeover. And one of those mindset makeovers is to take a good hard look at the people you're spending the most time with. And so remember, years ago, when I was selling real estate, I was working in an office, also doing managerial work for the team. So I helped manage a team that was producing about $65 million of real estate a year. And that was a decent number. Now, if that $65 million in asset in Aspen could be one home a year. So Aspen is a little bit different, but $65 million in the Midwest when the sort of average mean house was selling for about $500,000. So my home listings would be anywhere from $140,000 to, I believe, the biggest listing that I had was $2.76 million for like a 10,000 square foot home back in the 90s, in the early 2000s. So yes, I'm dating myself. But the point is I was working in this office and the person that I was working with who was handling all of the, like the mortgage side. So she was handling the mortgage, the listing, the like sort of mapping, like are the sellers and buyers completing all of the things that they need to complete in a timely manner? Because everything in real estate, once a contract goes through, is on a deadline. And so this person was kind of in charge. And that was back in the day that it wasn't really computerized. It was all flip charts in a folder, in a file. And so this person was in charge of managing that. And she was quite negative. And so I was spending 6 to 8 hours in a desk next to this person. And we went on a retreat for the whole team. And this person who was in charge of the retreat, she was a coach. It was the first time ever I was exposed to coaching. I believe I was 26, 27 years old, and maybe even 25. And the coach sat me down and she said, "Are you hearing what's coming out of your mouth?" And I'm like, "No. What do you mean? What are you talking about?" And she's like, "Well, I have a guess that you're actually not a negative person, but everything out of your mouth is negative." And I just had this like light bulb moment where I was like, oh my gosh, I have been in an environment with a very toxic person. and it is creating massive toxicity in every area of my life. So I started to think negative. I started to speak negative. I started to, guess what? Have health challenges for the first time in my life. And so the people you surround yourself with matters. And luckily, this coach pointed out that this person in particular needed to go. They needed to either change or leave. And they ended up leaving. And within 30 days, I was back to my normal rose-colored lenses, thinking positively. And like my life started to turn around. And so there's huge value in paying attention to the things that matter. Because honestly, you might not even realize that you are surrounding yourself with people who aren't contributing to you living your best life, right? So maybe those people watch the news every day and they say, oh my God, did you hear about this in politics? Or did you hear about this that happened with the banks? Or did you hear about it? It is great to have the information, but if you are feeding your brain things that are constantly looking at the negative side of life, you are going to have a mindset that you might not even realize is prone to looking at the negative. And so if you ever look at drug commercials, right, where drug commercials is, this might help your, you know, erectile dysfunction. Warning, it might also cause male breast cancer or impotence or, you know, what is it, anal leaking or headaches or nausea. And people will avoid listening to the negative side effects. But if you have that TV on and that commercial comes on and it's in the background, and then you turn that TV off and you go to bed, guess what your dreams are going to be like? Probably not a lot of room for improving your quality of life in your sleep. And so it is really important. This is number 5, and then we're going to go to a break and we'll come back. Number 5 is to make sure that what you fill your brain with before you go to bed. I'm going to say that again. Make sure you fill your brain, your heart, your body before you go to bed with materials that inspire you. So whether it is a, you know, binaural beat meditation, whether it is a healing soundtrack, whether it is you writing in your journal gratitude and maybe some of your dreams, right? Whatever it is, may it fill you and fuel you instead of distract you and worry you. So far, we've got to 5. Stay tuned. And after we come back from the break, we'll get to more.
Om Times TV.
Do you trust you? Do you trust your body? What if the key to unlocking the weight, pain, suffering, fear, anxiety, addictions, traumas and sorrows was already inside of you? Learn to love the skin you are in so you can create the body, business, and life you love. Everyone always says you can't explain what Catherine does, you just have to experience it. From Hollywood actors to New York Times best-selling authors to some of the world's wealthiest and most successful, no two experiences are the same. For private sessions, online courses, live events, and the latest book Jack Canfield calls Game Changer and should be required reading for everyone, go to KatherineMcIntosh.com. KatherineMcIntosh.com.
Imagine becoming a super influencer. Reinvent yourself, invest in your brand, and then manifest your success with a robust, spheric approach. OWN Times Media and Broadcasting offers a unique and multifaceted way to become the spiritual and conscious influencer you deserve to be by putting your message across our powerful platform with its proven record of integrity and excellence. Through our produced shows, OWN Times offers the opportunity to become a social media TV personality, a radio show host, an OWN Times magazine columnist, and a syndicated podcaster, all in one shot. By live streaming your show on OWN Times TV and broadcasting it across the extensive OWN Times radio and TV networks, you become more than a host. You become an ambassador and a force for positive change. OWN Times. Open yourself to the possibilities.
I want to eat apples and bananas. I need to eat apples and bananas. Why can't I eat apples and bananas?
Support the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks to help provide meals to those in need. Join us at feedingamerica.org.
All right, so welcome back from the break. We are continuing this show, and the topic is basically the power of your mindset and how to shift your mindset, right? The importance of your mindset. And it is so valuable. What you think creates your reality. What you say to yourself creates your reality. So if you're someone who has said, and I can relate to this because this was me, is, oh, I'm fat and ugly, then guess what? I created a body that to me felt fat and ugly. And it didn't matter how much I dieted, how much I exercised, I still had this energy around my body that didn't feel good. And it was because of what I was saying to myself, as well as telling other people. And so I was constantly on a diet to try and fix it. What changed my body? So I went from a size 8 to a size 4 by literally saying out loud and looking in the mirror. And I did an episode on this, I believe last week or a couple weeks ago, the No Judgment Diet. But I literally started to adopt something I call the No Judgment Diet. So I would look in the mirror. And my first instinct was to want to judge my body, to degrade it, to beat it up, to belittle it. But I started to go, you know what? I'm going to start to do something I've never done before, is I'm going to start to have gratitude for my body. And I don't mean like I'm going to fake it till I make it, like, oh, I like my arms if I don't like my arms. It was, wow, I have really strong arms, or wow, those legs scored the game-winning goal for us to win the state championship my senior year in high school in soccer. And so I started to adopt this practice of literally being grateful for everything that I had and everything that I created. And so I go to bed every night saying, oh my gosh, I'm so grateful for the house I live in. I'm so grateful to live in Aspen. I'm so grateful for the clients I got to work with today. I'm so grateful for the conversations I've had. And I'm sincere. It's literally stuff that happened during the day. I'm so grateful to drive the car that I drive. I'm so grateful to be a single mom and be able to spend time with my son. I'm so grateful that I have a business that I love. And I would just go on and on. And I also do it first thing when I wake up. Okay. So that's sort of number 6, right? So we're going to go through the list real quick, try to take notes on break. So number 1 is listen to your words, pay attention to what you are speaking, right? Number 2 is to shift words that are negative to positive ones. So if you start catching yourself saying, I'm broke, I can't afford it, you want to start saying, thank you for the invitation. I would love to, but it's not going to work for me this time. Or Thank you for the invitation. I would love to. Can you invite me next time? Right? And so what you're doing is you're shifting the mindset of what's possible in your life. So you shift the words that are negative to positive ones. Number three is you get rid of toxic people, right? Get rid of toxic people in your life. If you have someone that is toxic in your work environment and you don't want to quit your job, then ask your boss to shift where you're sitting, right? Like, don't be surrounded by them. I have a friend who was having trouble at work and shifted where she sat, right? And that started to change things. And so you want to get rid of the toxic people in your life. You want to get rid of, this is sort of another thing, I didn't talk about it, but get rid of anything toxic in your environment. So I'll give you an example. I was dealing with some stuff in my house and I was like, something isn't working. The lighting's not right. I need some bright lights. I need maybe some, just some decorative things. And the other thing that I did is I got some air purifiers. And so I put some air purifiers in my house. And within 3 days, I felt better. And so there's always something we can do, right? And so number four is along the lines of number one, but it's pay attention to the thoughts that you're telling yourself, right? Pay attention to the thoughts that you're telling yourself, okay? Right? Number five is to fill your mind at night before you go to bed with inspiration, right? And this can apply to the rest of your day. Fill your mind with inspiration, especially before you go to bed, right? So you don't want to be watching the news that's talking about all of the negative stuff going on in the world, about the financials, about social, about political, right? If you need the information, get the information, but probably don't watch the news right before you go to bed, right? Don't watch a negative TV show right before you go to bed, okay? Fill your mind with things that inspire you right before bed, okay? And then number six is to start a gratitude. First thing in the morning, last thing at night. I have a journal by my bed, and before I go to bed at night, if I'm not saying it in my head, like I'm grateful, sometimes when I put my son to bed, I'll have him say what he's grateful for his day. But it's little things that you're grateful for. And here's sort of a fact is most of us underestimate what we do in a day. So if you say to yourself, oh, I don't have enough time. Oh, I'm too busy. What I want you to do is take out a notebook before you go to bed. And I want you to write down everything you did that day. I took a shower. I brushed my teeth. I called my mom. I wrote 10 emails. I made 3 phone calls. I booked a hotel. I booked a flight. I talked to a travel agent. And so all of those things will give you the information that you need. Sorry, that voice scared me. That will give you the information that you need in order to, right, start to really adopt an energy of gratitude. And when you make a list of everything, cool, thank you. Everything that you've done, when you make a list of everything you've done in a day, you will start realizing that you do a lot more than you give yourself credit for. You did the dishes, you made dinner, you cleaned the house, you vacuumed. I promise you, you do a lot more in a day. And if, look, you're on TikTok for 2 hours, write it down. Because if you're saying, I don't have enough time, you might want to start to shift your behaviors. So that takes us into number seven. Actually, we'll do number seven is write a list right before you go to bed of everything you did that day. And if you don't do it when you go to bed, do it in the morning. Make a list of everything you did the day before. And I promise you that you will probably be shocked. And I'm just, right? You will probably be shocked at how much you do in a day. And then review that list. And if there are things on your list that are not serving you, then guess what? Time to replace those things with something that is. So if you're someone that says, I don't have time to exercise, guarantee you there's something that you're doing every day that you could probably replace exercise with, right? So make a list of everything that you did. Number eight, ready, is to move your body. It doesn't matter if you start dancing, if you go for a 20-minute walk, if you get on a bike, if you go outside and hug a tree, if you play soccer with your kids. Starting to move your body will shift your mindset. The most successful people in the world have a practice of working their body out no matter what. They don't make excuses. Okay, so move your body. Because my friends, mindset is huge. And that leads to number nine, eat foods that make you come alive. Eat foods that make you come alive. So if you're someone that snacks on chips and pizza and crackers and cookies and processed foods, there's nothing wrong with eating those things. I eat them quite a lot, but I also fill my body with whole foods, with plants, with alive foods. And so it isn't about, oh my gosh, I have to go on a diet. It's okay, wow, I'm going to keep track of what I'm eating. And maybe I didn't even realize how many chips I'm eating or how many pretzels I'm eating or how much ice cream I'm eating. Maybe I'm going to just make a conscious effort to add in one plant-based meal a day or one green salad every day. So you don't even necessarily have to cut out the processed foods, but what you can do is you can begin replacing at least one processed food moment in your day with alive foods, right? And that is really huge. And so shifting your mindset also is to allow you to begin to ask questions about what you can create. So I want to spend sort of the last part of today and today's episode with some questions that you can begin to ask yourself to shift your mindset. And so if you're somebody who keeps saying, I can't lose weight, I'm big boned, no diet works for me, I've tried everything, right? Then you want to go, oh, whoa, I'm going to hold up my hand there and go, stop it. And now once you stop it, asking a question allows you to rewire your neurotransmitters. So you literally create a chemical shift in your body where you're rewiring to reset to a different frame of reference. Your frame of reference creates your reality. Your frame of reference creates your reality. And so now question, so if you are, oh, I'm big boned, I can't lose weight, I've tried everything, no diet works. The question is, hey body, what foods would make you come alive, right? Hey body, what foods would give you more energy? Hey body, what movements can we do on a daily basis that would help us shift our mindset, right? Almost any movement. And nowadays you can get almost anything virtually. So there's no excuse. You can do it in your home, right? I used to be a pretty big athlete. I got back into being an athlete several years ago. And then last year had some health shifts, and I was going through perimenopause, and my hormones were completely out of whack, and I was physically and utterly exhausted. And so instead of running and mountain biking and road biking, I started to go, well, my body does not want me to do those things. It really is hard. So I'm just going to walk. And I would walk 45 minutes to an hour a day, and I would do my gratitude. And I would thank my body instead of being mad that I had to slow down. I would, oops. Ding, ding, ding. I would literally, instead of, you know, being upset that I couldn't do what I normally wanted to do, I would just be grateful that at least I could walk. At least I had the energy to move my body. And so no matter where you are in your life, there is something you can do. So if you've gone through a really bad breakup and you're having massive heartache, right? What can you do? You can start asking questions. So you can ask a couple of these questions. Where are the people that would show me what's possible in life? Where are the energies? Like, have people who have an energy of possibility start showing up in my life? What would it take to attract people that match my vibration of where I want to go and what I want to create? Right? And what does my heart need to heal? Right? So it isn't about ignoring that you might be going through a heartbreak. It isn't about trying to just get over it and forget about it. This is about getting to the core so that you can feel empowered to have a mindset that anything is possible. And so when people leave my life, my mindset is, thank you for the time that you were in my life, and universe, thank you for letting me know it was time to end the relationship. And this goes for friends. This goes for, you know, people I work with in business. This goes for relationships. I trust the universe, that the universe hears what I want to create in my life. It hears my dreams. It hears my vision. It hears the vision I have and the energy I want in my life and the energies I want in my life. And so if a relationship doesn't work out, I don't want to say rarely get upset. I do experience disappointment. I do experience heartbreak. I do experience, you know, sadness and frustration and upset. But after I allow myself permission to feel the feelings, I go, okay, universe, thank you for hearing my request. Thank you for looking out for me. Thank you for taking care of me. Because who am I? And this is part of, I believe, the difference between a mindset that allows you to create the life of your dreams versus a mindset that might not be as helpful on your journey, which is to believe that the universe hears what you want, hears what you're asking for, and it will do its very best to make sure it takes care of you. And so my mindset is if it happens, it was meant to happen. And some people might hate that, right? So sometimes people leave my life and it is my fault, 100% my fault. And that doesn't necessarily mean that person was meant to leave my life, but it does mean that it was meant to make me grow. And it was meant to make me evolve and become a better version of myself. And so one of the biggest qualities in order to have that mindset shift, really, truly, one of the biggest qualities in order to have that mindset shift is to believe that the universe has your back. And here's the second piece of it, is you also want to have your own back. So if something doesn't work out, instead of falling prey to being a victim, and you're like, oh my God, I'm a victim, this happened to me, you instead go, wow, I needed to learn a life lesson. And so, you know, for me personally, and this is a vulnerable share for me, I, up until a year and a half ago, was not great at picking my lifelong mates, right? And so I've had two husbands. My second husband, my son's father, we had an amazing relationship until our son was born. And then our life changed and our desires changed and our values changed. And we looked at each other and we're like, thank you for the journey that we had, and can, like, let's co-parent. And yes, there were some very challenging moments in that separation. There were some very challenging moments when we were apart. But the point is that that relationship really grew me, and it was great. And I, you know, both of us would never change our experience of being together, because we have an incredible child that we get to raise. And I wouldn't change that for the world. But up until that, and most every relationship I've ever had, I've had some pretty hard life lessons. And it wasn't until a year and a half ago, and I went, oh, none of these relationships worked out because I actually wasn't choosing people that matched my vibration, that matched. I always had this point of view, well, if we love each other enough, we'll make it work. But I was choosing people that didn't have that same mindset. And so I've done a lot of work and a lot of evolving in my own life and in my heart and in my body and in my spirit to begin to change who I accept in my life, who I choose to have as friends, who I choose to have as relationships. And so for any of you out there, like listening to this, the mindset shift starts with you believing that you are capable of having what you want, and then having your own back and knowing that the universe also has your own back. So if you start feeling like a victim in your life, hope you can hear this, is because you're actually not choosing the quality of people in your life that you need to surround yourself with. You're choosing less than. You're choosing toxic. You're choosing whatever. And so raise your vibration, raise your requests, and raise who and what you're willing to surround yourself with. So my friends, I hope that this episode today was helpful. If it was helpful, please share it. If it sparked your interest, please, you know, send us an email. Let us know that you liked it. If you want more conversations like this, please reach out. You can email us at Catherine@CatherineMcIntosh.com. And as always, thank you for listening. Make sure you subscribe to the channel. Make sure you share it. And as always, leave a comment. So thank you for taking time out of your day to listen. And I hope that you implement and integrate at least one of today's suggestions into your life, and let us know how it goes. Let us know what changes in your life, and keep asking questions and keep paying attention to what you're creating in your life. Because if you don't like it, the good news is you can change it. So until next week, bye for now.
Catherine is not a medical practitioner nor a licensed therapist. She has strong opinions and will express them, and truly believes that you are your best advocate for any and every area of your life. If you need medical advice, please consult your physician.